Well, if this is true, here's one man who all...
How about this,
You're getting dressed worse than he does.
I made Sammy Spear look like crazy Guggenheim, don't I? Well, I've had a wonderful time, Jackie, looking for talent all over the country. And as I tell people, there should be more Jackie Gleasons because there's so much great talent that lives somewhere where it cannot be discovered, like the wild rose that dies, blushes unseen, and wastes its scent on the desert air.
Did you write that?
No. That was Shakespeare or Bell Bath. I can't think of it.
Well, what happened in Houston, Texas?
Well,
tell
let me get to you. You don't go right to Houston. I've been in several places. Now, for instance, I was in Rappaport, Idaho. That's a lovely town.
Wounded Knee, New Hampshire.
Nice. Loose Wallet, Idaho.
Oh,
Cream Cheese, Nevada.
Cream Cheese, Nevada.
Tennessee.
Rubber Belly, Tennessee is lovely.
Because it was like old home week, Jackie, for me coming to Houston. Having come there for years, Sam Houston and I were very good friends.
Yeah.
Sam Houston, Davy Crockett, Danny Boone, they did a three-act.
Yeah, they were good singers. Good singers.
And I heard a lot of interesting stories there, too. You know, there are some people who expect too much out of life. Now, these young performers that I auditioned, you know, for our show. And I meet them. Oh, excuse me. And,
You know, he's been on this show so long, he's becoming addicted.
This is delicious.
Fui.
And, So I got into you, sir.
Every time he drinks, he says fooey.
No.
Says fooey about 1,000 times a night.
And this is an honest thing. The president, bless him, told me a story about 3 months ago about Houston, because Mr. Johnson used to live there on and off. And he told me this story about the political condition. Things were pretty bad in Texas at that time. And, you know, everybody in Texas is not rich. I know a fella that cried and cried and cried and cried and couldn't find an oil well. And when they dug his grave, they struck oil. You want to know about the girl now, huh?
I certainly do.
Well, it's about... Well, I want to tell you something. You see, you meet all kinds of people. Everybody thinks, you know, mothers, you know, see my little son. He can do anything. He plays the violin, he reads Shakespeare, and the poor kid comes in and throws up and can't do nothing. Well, Jackie... This little girl, or this mature girl, is just lovely.
What a nice family program.
What do you mean? You throw up in everything.
I don't want to hear it.
Anyway,
you get me so sick, I won't be able to drink.
I doubt it.
Oh, yeah, pot beer. It's good for arthritis.
Huh? Ah, nothing.
Just hanging around, reading the American Scene magazine. Hey, you gotta take this. This dear Miss Fairfax column this week. She says, I took my date to a nightclub, and she went to powder her nose. She still hasn't come back, and that was 3 years ago. What do you suggest? Sign, Bewildered. And she says, Dear Bewildered, next time, date a girl with a smaller nose.
Huh? Oh, he's in the back. I'll call him out. Hey, Craig!
Hey, Joe, you'll never guess what happened last night. Duddy Dellison, Kyle Vitale, Vinny Callahan, and Moriarty, and Paul Mahoney, and Lucy Dooley. Jimmy McHale, the whole gang of us went over to the drive-in.
My heart, I love that melody. Heart of my heart brings back fond memories. When we were kids on the corner of the square, we were rough and ready guys, but oh, how we could harmonize.
Overseas. And here from the recently released album of his last trip is Bob Hope, Rapid Robert on the island of Guam.
Thank you, tourists. All you Guam maniacs. I'm happy to be here on this mid-Pacific divot. You've heard of Hawaii, paradise of the islands. This is Guam, fly speck of the Pacific. Has gone Hollywood since our cast arrived. I got off the plane and saw a lizard wearing sunglasses. No, but I'm happy to set foot on this island. I thought we were ditching. You know, it's funny. From up at 30,000 feet, Guam is just a little blip on the radar screen, but when you get down here, it's really not that important. If we have a little trouble finding a little island like Guam, and he said, oh, no, we have sonar, radar, and we can follow the empty beer cans in with a tide. I'm happy to be here in this jungle paradise where the two major sports are typhoon ducking and fungus training. Now, the expression Guam is good was invented by a GI here. I'd like to congratulate him, but a psychiatrist won't let him have visitors. Oh, it's a beautiful sight. But Guam is very strategic. That's a Pentagon term, meaning keep him there till we figure out what to do with him. It's true, Japanese soldiers still show up here occasionally. They come here to get new batteries for their American transistors. This is our last stop on our way home. Actually, it wasn't even scheduled, but we had to make an emergency landing. The band lost its toothbrush. And I bring you news from Vietnam. Stay here. But I just want to tell you, I look forward to these annual trips. It gives me a chance to meet the guys who are doing so much for our country, and it gives you a chance to meet a guy who's glad you're doing it. Thank you very much.
Wondering what in the ever-loving weekend world is going on? Well, you've come to the right address for the answers, old friend. Monitors.
If and Newsweek and Look and Vogue and Harper's. And then at the same news dealers, you see some girly magazines with nudes who make a quick buck by printing up some sheets which some people buy. And this is why it is wrong to call it an industry. You know, motion pictures are being made now by individuals, and some individuals make them with integrity or with an idea, and some people probably make them just with the idea to make a few dollars quickly.
Otto, you are a dedicated man, and you go out of your way to make good pictures, and you hope they turn out the way you hope they would turn out. And yet you are considered a controversial producer. Where did that controversial producer come from?
Well, it comes probably from the fact that most of my pictures are present-day stories. And if you do a present-day story and you take a stand, you cannot expect everybody to agree with you. This is number one. Number two is probably that I, not being a born American, but a naturalized American, and being a naturalized American, I probably appreciate more the freedoms and the privileges of this country, and one of them, and the greatest probably, is the right of free expression. So I fight for my right of free expression probably more than other people do, and this gave me this reputation.